Elhamdülillah. Estağfurullah, estağfurullah, estağfurullah. El-Azim el-Ezim, el-Hayyum, ve-Tub ileyh, ve-Selev tevbete, ve-Mekirete, ve-Hidayete. İnnehu et-Tevvabur Rahim, ve-Afu anna ya Kerim, ve-Afu anna ya Kerim, ve-Afu anna ya Kerim, ve-Aghfir lana bi-Fadlike ya Rahman ya Rahim. Ya Melikü ya Kuddüsü ya Hafızı ya Allah, el evvel Allah, el ahir Allah, el zahir Allah, hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala, ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah, ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu, ve selatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah, ve selatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah, ve selatu ve selamu aleyke ya Seyyidine levvelin ve rahilin, işverene ya Şefiyel Müzlubin, bir rahmetike ya Rahilin. قال الله تعالى في كتاب الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المتطهرين الله تعالى says in the book therein there are men who love to purify themselves. Allah loves those who make themselves pure. Purification is such an important aspect of the religion. Rasulullah said, purification is half of the faith. When Rasulullah said, purification is half of the faith, he certainly did not mean cleansing of external body parts while neglecting our inner purification. He also said, the principles of Islam is established over purification. And he said, purification is the key to salah, regular prayer. When he said purification is key to salah, he meant a level of purification more than ablution. They say regular prayers, salah, is the ascension of a believer. And ascension is when we come closer to Allah without any intermediary. Allah, this is really the closest moment of a servant. You know the essentials of the prophets, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, had his miracle when he visited 8 heavens, came closer to Allah Ta'ala, to his presence. You know Prophet Abraham, when he had his ascension, when he was catapulted, passed on fire. You know the ascension of Prophet Moses, when he spoke to Allah Ta'ala in Mount Sinai. You know the ascension of Jonah, when he was swallowed by a whale. Ascension of the Mumin is his prayer. Now in preparation for this, we have a ritual. We do ablution, without which we are not even accepted. And during an ablution, we wash our hands, our mouth, face, arms, feet, the head. This is the least we can do, purifying our external body parts. This is the least we can do to present ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. It is an opportunity that is given to every Muslim 5 times a day to have this encounter. But in order to feel His divine presence in these encounters, there is a level of purification which is beyond the tradition of ablution. Ablution is not merely cleansing the body parts, but a reminder to ourselves that another level of purification, which is not only purifying external body parts from dirt and dust and filth, but at the same time cleansing our faculties from committing sin and wrong. If you are using your tongue to break hearts, if you are using your tongue to lie, if you are using your tongue to utter blasphemy, no matter how many times you rinse your mouth, your tongue will not be clean. If you use your hand to hit, to hurt, to take, to steal, no matter how many times you wash your arms will not be clean. If your feet are taking you to places other than Sirat al-Mustaqim, it will not be possible to wash the dirt from the feet, no matter how many gallons of water we use. In order to get the divine presence of Allah Ta'ala, beyond washing and cleaning external body parts, we have to remind ourselves, every time we do our ablution, we should promise ourselves to cleanse our faculties from committing sin, doing wrong. There's another level of purification. You know, according to Sharia, if you have an evil thought, you will not be held, you cannot be held accountable, unless that thought is transformed into an evil action. But beware, just because you're not held accountable, it is not safe to have evil thoughts. Cleansing the hearts from evil thoughts, from the temptation, is another level of purification, because if you entertain evil thoughts, that evil thought fires strong emotions, and strong emotions fire strong intentions. Once you have an intention and a will, it is extremely difficult to stop yourself to do wrong. Scientist says, once you have the intention and the will to do something, you only have 200 milliseconds to stop yourself to do that. That's not possible. Evil thoughts fires strong emotions that you cannot control. Other than cleansing your body parts and promising yourself that you're not going to use your faculties to commit sins, also we should be careful that we don't entertain evil thoughts. Cleansing the heart from evil thoughts is another level of purification that we must be very careful. Many of us worry about heart failure. You know, heart failure is a common condition when the heart stops pumping enough blood to the cells and the needs of the body. I'm going to tell you a worse condition, worse than this. This is nothing compared to the failure of the heart when the heart stops pumping guidance to our faculties. Then we will not be able to tell the difference between what is right and what is wrong. Eventually, the heart may die. You know, if you keep entertaining evil thoughts, eventually you will be the slave of your strong faculties. And then finally, you will keep doing the same thing. If you keep doing the same thing, it'll become a habit. Habits turns into values. Once your value, it will not be even possible for you to remorse for the bad deed that you did, because it is your value. And it becomes your character. That is when the heart fails. That is the fatal condition. That is the worst condition of the heart. It dies. Ibn al-Yazid, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah said, temptations are presented to the heart one by one. Any heart that accepts them will be left with a black stain. But any heart that rejects the evil thought, repels the evil thought, rejects the temptation, will be left with a mark of purity. When exposed with evil thoughts, when exposed with temptations, the heart absorbs those evil thoughts like a sponge. Temptations, evil thoughts stain the heart. Unless we do something good and repent, then it will not be cleansed. When it gets totally dark, then it will not be able to possible to tell the difference between a friend and an enemy. We will not be able to recognize the good. We will not be able to denounce the wrong. We will not be able to see the truth, and we will not be able to hear the truth. We will not be able to reject the false. That is when the heart dies. According to Maimon bin Mihran, Rasulullah said, every time we sin, I'm talking about evil action, every time, that is the time that this is the case, we cannot purify our faculties from committing wrong. A black dot is placed here. And the heart is cleansed and shines with repentance. If not, then as man continues to do wrong, the heart is covered with black. That's exactly what I'm talking about. They ask about religion. They ask Rasulullah about religion. What is religion? What is it for? Rasulullah said, religion is beautiful conduct, good character, good morals. And when asked about best of the believers, he said, best of the believers are those who have the best characters and morals. And he said, I was sent. Listen to this carefully. The purpose of him coming on the face of the earth, the purpose is, he said, I was sent to perfect the morals and the character. That is the purpose. That's the purpose of the religion. That's the purpose of the worship. That's the purpose of the cleansing. That's the purpose of the purification. All the people. He said, I was sent to purify, to perfect your morals and characters, and tell Abu Huraira to try your best to beautify your character. When we can cleanse our hearts from evil thoughts, actions from being wrong, then we will achieve to the level of ablution, which is called the inner ablution. There is an external ablution and an inner ablution. Then we will be able to feel His divine presence, my presence. Signs of good morals, these are the signs every Muslim should have, include asking what you love for yourself or your brothers and sisters. It means being happy when they are happy. It means being sad when they are sad. A believer is not even supposed to give a harsh look to his brother or sister. That is the level of consideration and gentleness. And others, there are many touchstones, but these are the simple touchstones that we can have. Another touchstone of being a believer, having this good character, is that you must be an amin. Everybody should feel safe from your tongue, from your hand, from your attitude, from your thoughts. That is the character that Rasulullah, peace and blessings be upon him, came to teach us. A Muslim is the one from his hand or tongue, everybody feels safe. But maybe one of the most important touchstone of a good character is that those who have this character, we know that a Muslim will not give, inflict pain to another Muslim. We know that a Muslim will not torment to another Muslim. But another touchstone, a very important touchstone, is that the one who has the good character, the one who is a good Muslim, a believer, will tolerate. He is the one who tolerates when he is mistreated. He is the one who won't complain when he is mistreated. Rasulullah was a perfect example. When a Bedouin was pulling his rope so harsh that his rope cut his blessed neck, he was asking for something, he turned with a smiling face and asked people to give what he asked for. Hasan al-Basri, a perfect example of a good character, when his house was receiving sewage, dirty water from his neighbor, and his house was smelling so bad, he did not even bother to go and tell him, because he did not want to embarrass his neighbor. And his neighbor was not even a Muslim, he was a Jew. And many days after, when he came to visit him and smell, he said, what is this smell? And he said, I'm burning some incense. No, he said, this is the smell of a bathroom. He realized that his dirty water is flowing to the house of Hasan al-Basri. He was so ashamed and asked, why didn't you tell me? And he said, this is our religion. My religion teaches us that you have rights over me. I do not want you to feel uncomfortable. And he said that this is the true religion. Only true religion teaches such higher, elevated that, and became a Muslim. Ibn Azam had a close friend who stopped talking to him whenever he sees Imam Azam, he was escaping from him. And then he kind of got upset and then cornered him and then asked him, why are you running away from me? And the friend says, I am ashamed because you gave me loan. I borrowed money from you and I cannot pay back. And because of that, I am escaping, I'm running away. He said, I apologize for making you feel such shame. I give all the money as a gift to you. And I forgive me for making you feel so shame. These are some examples of the good character. May Allah Ta'ala decorate us with the beautiful qualities of
Amen.
Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, the most merciful and compassionate one. You love to forgive our sins. You have blessed us with a beautiful religion. You have blessed us with Iman and blessed us with Islam. Protect our Iman, protect our Islam. Give us strength against the trials of this world. And as you have promised, do not try us more than we can forbear.
Amen.
When you tested us with little difficulties and hardship, give us strength so that we don't complain.
Amen.
You love those who are patient, give us patience.
Amen.
When you see us impatient, do not increase your trials upon us. Teach us to be thankful. When you pour upon your bounties, make us, count us among your thankful servants. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin muhtalaf al-malawan wa ta'akab al-asaran wa karar jididan واستقبل الفتاة وبلغ روحه وارواح اهل بيته من التحية والسلام وبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأنبياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى طاعتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات وأهل الأرض ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وصحبه أجمعين آمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.